Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Best Buy's Installation Services here at XPO. Is this Mr. Martin Gores?
Yes.
Well, hi, sir. I was just giving you a call to inform you that you are scheduled for the 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. time frame for the dishwasher installation service scheduled for tomorrow, March 11th.
Okay, now I was told between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m.
The correct time frame is 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
That's not what I was told.
Okay, so I received directive from the owner of the installation company that we'll be dispatching technicians to your residence to perform the installation service, and the owner of the installation company has the time frame set as 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, well, that's fine. You can do it that time.
Okay,
When you guys get here, I'll just show you the receipt that shows the time.
Okay. Well, that would be more of a, well, in regards to that, and I sincerely apologize to you because it's in no way your fault and has nothing to do with you. However, the reality of the situation is Best Buy shouldn't be providing anyone with any time frame whatsoever, and the reason for that is because the installation offices route their routes geographically. And so Best Buy has really no way of knowing what the installation office's routes are going to actually be on the day of installation because they're servicing not just the Best Buy store that you purchase from, but many, many Best Buy stores in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
So they
well, that's fine.
Yeah, and the stores have no way of knowing, you know, if they have any customers are canceling on the installation office or what's going on. And then they have to, the other part of it is the geographical routing has to factor in the distance from the starting location, which is the warehouse where they pick up product and return product, and then traveling to the first customer closest to the warehouse, next customer closest, until they reach that customer that's furthest from the warehouse at the end of their day.
Are you guys bringing the machine with you between 1 and 3?
Yes, absolutely. The technicians will
because
be delivering.
Because I just got a call saying that it was going to be delivered between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Yes, that was that automated call was incorrect.
Yeah.
But I apologize about that. I do sincerely apologize. That's why the head installer, he's the head installer, but he's the owner of the installation company. That's why he has me calling customers like yourself to let you guys know what the correct time frame actually is. But yes,
okay.
You'll be expecting the techs to arrive between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And can I confirm that the technicians are to go out to 125 Cuttle Road, apartment E41, Marysville, Michigan, 48040?
Yes.
And that's with, I see a secondary phone on the order of 810-824-4466 and an email of mmgores@comcast.net. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I will be back home at that time when they come to deliver it, but my wife will be here.
Oh, sir, that's fine. As long as there's an 8.
So you can call the secondary number if they have any questions.
Okay.
Want to call for an estimated time, have her call that number.
Okay, let's see here. Let me put a note on the order that the text will see. Please call secondary phone with call ahead, because they will call with a call ahead sure. That's out of, you know, courtesy to the customer. So that way, the customer can make those last minute preprations before the technicians arrive, as well as also so that the techs know that when they get to where they're going, someone's actually going to be there to allow them to do their job. And they can, as long as there's an adult that's 18 years of age or older at the residence, the techs can come in. There was not much more to it other than just little details that aren't important. Like in regards to the call ahead, you may or may not have, inside, dogs or something that you might want to take outside or put in another room or something. But the call ahead's also helpful to people like that who may have, inside dogs that they want to put outside or put in another room so that they don't bother the techs when they're trying to work and they don't Maybe they don't bark a lot, and maybe they have a baby or something. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the cat won't mind.
No, the cat won't care.
And the techs won't mind the cat.
All right. Then we will see you sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, sir, between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And honestly, you know, even though the time frame call that you received for the automated system was wrong, at least the installation office that is sending techs out to your residence, I mean, to be honest with you and quite frank, this is like the best installation office that we have. So you guys are really, you know, in that regard, you guys are really lucky and fortunate, I should say. You're fortunate in that regards, because this is the best installation office, in my opinion. And I've been with XTO for 12 years, going on 13 years. And this is the best office that we have. These guys, these technicians are just, they're great. They are absolutely great. They bend over backwards to accommodate their customers. They're very courteous and friendly. They're very professional. And they're also very knowledgeable and very skilled at what they do.
And what is the time frame?
1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Arrive. I know, but from what time they arrive to what time they get done.
Okay, so I would say for a dishwasher install for this technician, probably 40 minutes.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, because he's just going to come in, he's going to disconnect your existing unit. That might take him, depending upon the scenario, maybe 10 to 15 minutes to get that done. He'll bring in the new unit and get that one installed for you, probably take him another 10 to 15 minutes. And then if your wife has any questions about the new unit, how to operate the new unit or anything like that, you know, maybe another 10 minutes there, you know, if someone has questions, you know, so like say, for example, if the technicians, you know, if they were running late or anything, then that would be due to, you know, unforeseen circumstances. Cause say, for example, if they were to go out to, you know, old Mr. and Mrs. Smith's residence and they're in their 70s and they've never had one of these newfangled dishwashers, and they may keep the techs for a little while, and then they might want to tell the techs stories about, you know, the past.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so the techs, you know, I always like try to give people a heads up about that. You know, if the techs are running late, it's not out of disrespect to you, it's because they're trying to be as respectful as possible to everyone that they're assisting. So, yeah, but the tech that's going out, he's great. I think you guys are going to have a really great experience with him, and he's really knowledgeable, and everything should be really great. Was there anything else? Oh, go ahead.
And they haul it away, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The technician, first thing he would be that he would come in, and he would disconnect the first he would actually probably examine the new unit to make sure that the new unit is in good, you know, good shape, because every now and then, from time to time, it's not a regular occurrence, but from time to time, the techs might get out to a residence, and when they go to unbox it, they might notice that that the unit is damaged. They'll then let the customer know about the damage on the unit, how that's going to affect the functionality. If the customer wants them to install the damaged unit, and then in the meantime, if they were to install Maybe the front door of the unit, or on the side of the unit, there's a couple dents or something. And the customer says, you know, well, I'm not really happy about that, but this unit that I have isn't working. And if that's not going to affect the functionality, go ahead and install it, and I'll call Best Buy to request an exchange. Okay, fine. That's not a problem. The guys would install it. The customer contacts Best Buy. They request an exchange. They just get set up for another installation date for the guys to come out to get the unit that was installed, and install a new unit and return the old unit, return the damaged unit to Best Buy. You know, so hopefully yours is fine and there's no problems that would exist like that. But that is a scenario that the techs do run into. So first they would inspect the unit. They would inspect the space, you know. Is the space large enough to accommodate the unit that you've selected? If it is large enough to accommodate the unit, then they would uninstall the existing unit, take it outside the home, get the new unit off the truck, bring it in and install it, and then take away all of the packing materials. So they'll take away all the garbage. Yeah, they'll take away all the garbage and leave you guys with the new unit and the user manual that comes with it and what have you. But they'll take away the garbage. So you guys, it's not like you guys are going to have to worry about the box for the dishwasher being something that you're going to have to deal with. No, our guys will take that away and the old unit.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, sir, I'd like to thank you. Sounds good. I'd like to thank you very much for being a customer of Best Buy. That is greatly appreciated. And it was my pleasure to give you a call from XPO. And I do hope that you have a good night.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.